Yael, on days like today, I wish the walls of this studio were anything but beige. I mean, really. How is beige supposed to inspire us to delve deeper into the wonders of science?
Well, Don, would it help to know that scientists have concluded that the color of the universe is beige?
The color of the universe? What's that supposed to mean?
Scientists from Johns Hopkins gathered detailed data measuring light from over 200,000 galaxies, some of which are up to several billion light years away from Earth. They processed this data and broke the light down into different optical wavelengths.
You mean like a prism breaks down white light into various colors?
Exactly. The scientists used a computer program to analyze the results obtained with a modern prism. They then replaced each wavelength with the color the human eye sees at that wavelength to construct what they called a cosmic spectrum to represent all that energy. Finally, they varied the intensity of each color on the spectrum in proportion to that wavelength's intensity in the universe.
And after all that, they concluded that the average wavelength is most similar to a nondescript beige?
That's right.
I'm so depressed. You'd think the color of the universe would be something more glamorous, like turquoise.
Well, in fact, researchers initially did think the color of the universe was closer to a turquoise. But then it turned out that the computer program they were using calculated the colors incorrectly.
But beige? Why beige? If it were me, I'd cover up those results.
Come on, Don. That wouldn't be scientific. At least interior decorators are happy.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.